listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. I am your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host Deanne Lax. Thank you for joining us on this Resurrection Sunday broadcast of Brand New Day. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's Natalie Wilson and the SOP Chorale with Calvary, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brick City, SOP. Come on. Yeah. I'ma throw shade if I can't get praise.
Back on top. Hey, this is Lamont Sanders, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue. Let's go.
That was CeCe Winans with Alabaster Box. And you're tuned in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio as we celebrate Resurrection Sunday. It is time for our Fresh Start segment. I want to remind you that it is finished. As I think about what this time of commemoration means, I always am reminded of what Jesus did when he went to the cross. St. John 19 and 30 says, when he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Ultimately, Jesus saying, "It is finished," it signifies that the debt owed by man, us, to his creator, on account of Adam's sin, is finally and forever dealt with. Jesus, with "It is finished," is saying that not only does he take away man's sin, but he now removes it as far as the east is from the west. For it is finished, done, signed, sealed, and delivered because of the blood of Jesus. So what does that mean for us? Our debt too is paid in full. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for all of us. The slate has been cleaned for us and we have a new beginning. Let's walk in our newness of life, knowing that old things have been buried and we are resurrected to move forward in all God has purposed us to do. That's our Fresh Start segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. Intentionally You is our theme for 2022. Deanne and I want to help you become healthily deliberate in every area of your lives. We hope that you will be richly empowered to do what you've been commissioned to do in life with purpose, on purpose. We're so excited to have you tuned in to our Resurrection Sunday broadcast. Let us all remember on this day that we serve a risen Savior who paid all the debts for our sins. Here's Erica Campbell with "The Question" and Kirk Franklin with "Don't Cry" on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
Who killed Jesus? I thought you did. You thought I did. But he said, "No man takes my life from me, but I lay it down voluntarily." So who killed Jesus? I guess no. He laid it all down. He laid it can kill Jesus.
No.
Thank you.
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
This is your Renewed Heart segment, The Ultimate Sacrifice. Hebrews 10:12 says, "But Christ offered one sacrifice for sins, and it is good forever." Verse 14 goes on to say, "With one sacrifice he made perfect forever those who are being made holy." Today is Resurrection Sunday, and I am so happy because this is a significant time in our history, because yes, Christ did live. And this is a significant time in our spiritual walks, because yes, he did rise again, and he continues to live. So look, people, I know we just ended Lent season, and so many of us may have given up certain things as a sacrifice to show just how much this gift that Christ gave to us, the salvation, the gift of eternal life, means to us. But why do we have to just give it up for a season? Let's put down those things that are distractions from Christ and from getting to know him better. And let's lift up the things that allow us to get closer to him. Look, I know sometimes it's hard to operate in the natural. Trust me, I know. The spiritual has so much more to offer. But we are human. And yes, we do fail often. And that's where Christ's death, burial, and resurrection comes into play. His salvation is mighty and great, and we are to rejoice and be thankful that he gave us this opportunity for redemption. But y'all, that ultimate sacrifice that was made so many years ago, we owe it to Jesus to give him something every day, to lay down that sin every day, that death, that stench of sin every day, and to follow him. I am so grateful for this season. This is one of my favorite seasons. Actually, it is, because yes, we celebrate Christ every day in our home. But I love the fact that openly so many more people come to him. You know, they talk about CME Christians, Christmas, Mother's Day, and Easter Christians. Hey, you know what? If today is the day that you get closer to God, so be it. So we're going to praise him for his eternal life, for his salvation, for his sacrifice made, for that ultimate sacrifice. And we're going to continue to make steps in his direction and lay down those things that weigh us down, okay? Let's give up some more things, all right? This is your Renewed Heart segment.
You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio, as we celebrate a risen Savior on this special Resurrection Sunday broadcast. We hope you have enjoyed this year's theme as much as we have, and we look forward to bringing you more inspirational conversation on Intentionally You. We Talk Radio is celebrating over 1,500 episodes. Keep tuning in to each of our shows. Here's Richard Smallwood with Anthem of Praise.
lift up the name of Jesus. Is he worthy? Is he worthy? All right, come on. Lift him up. Lift him up. Lift him up. Lift him up. For all men to see. He said, I'll draw all men unto me.
A Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue.
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. On this special Resurrection Sunday broadcast, St. John 15:13 says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Truly, Jesus died for our sins, or dying for our sins, was the ultimate demonstration of his love for us. Here's the Gospel Workshop of America Mass Choir with No Greater Love.
For God so loved. That he gave his only son, and the son gave his life for me. When he died on Calvary, there's no greater love. Won't find it than a man who laid down his life for a friend. There's no greater love
to Calvary to save a wretch, like you and me.
The Live Smart segment here on Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Volunteering is empathy in action. This sentiment affirms the strong connection between volunteerism and empathy. This profoundly human connection is at the heart of healthier individuals and stronger communities. April is National Volunteer Month, a month dedicated to recognizing the importance of volunteering and honoring the significant contributions volunteers make by generously donating their time and talents to worthy causes. Most often unpaid, they generously donate a part of their lives to do the work that nobody else likes to do, cleaning up after the event, fostering shelter dogs, chaperoning field trips, or helping the librarian. There are so many areas requiring volunteers. This month, let's salute them for their unwavering services to businesses and communities and hold above or in high esteem their examples to inspire young people, and adults towards volunteerism. In addition to celebrating volunteers, become a volunteer yourself. If you don't currently volunteer, you already know that by volunteering, you're providing a great service to those in need. But did you know it is also something that has many benefits as a volunteer, including increased happiness? Volunteering enables you to help others and improve your overall well-being in the process. It can't get any better than that. I encourage you to go and serve and watch how it impacts your life for the better. That's our Live Smart segment.
Let me hear you make some Holy Ghost crazy noise right now. Let me hear. Come on. Come on, Zion, clap those hands with me. Come on, come on. All God's people. Come on, Mike. Come up like this, come up like this, come on. Here we go, let's.
Sing it again, sing it again, sing it again. The angels by my
That was Kirk Franklin with Hosanna, and you're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio as we celebrate Resurrection Sunday. Here's Anthony Brown and Group Therapy with Worth, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life so I could be free.
You thought I was worth keeping.
changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was the devil. Thought I was the devil. You thought I was the devil. You sacrificed your life so I could be free. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, somebody lift up the sound of worship in here. Make some noise in here.
My name is Michael W. Waters, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
You're tuned into the Resurrection Sunday broadcast of the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. It's time for the Fearless Family segment with Dee and Lax.
Hey, Fearless Families. I pray that you are doing well this beautiful Resurrection Sunday. I am just so happy to be here with you all because Resurrection Sunday, it means a great deal to me at least, and also to my family. Not only do we get dressed up and get ready to go to church and everything, something that we do pretty much every Sunday, actually, it's just a special time because we are remembering Christ's sacrifice for our sins, for us. So Deuteronomy 4:9-10 says, "But watch out, be careful never to forget what you yourself have seen. Do not let these memories escape from your mind as long as you live. And be sure to pass them on to your children and grandchildren." Okay, so y'all, this topic today that we're going to discuss is the great imitator. Okay, so as a parent, I know we've talked often about how sometimes it's a struggle out here. You know, these streets are hard. But this week, I kind of hit a stumbling block in parenting, and I felt, I don't know, I was just kind of shocked, you know, some things that were going on with one of my kids, and it just kind of shocked me for a minute, and I had to pray, really. I had to pull out the arsenal, y'all, and I'm just praying that God continues to pour into our family and cover our family. Kids they have a lot to look at. You know, there are so many influences out here and so many things that are negative influences. So it's so important. It's very important. It's crucial that we parents, that we adults, that we who are listening, that we be great imitators. Imitators of what and who, you may ask? Imitators of Christ. Look, I don't care what this world says. I'm going to read my Bible and I'm going to read it to our children and they're going to read it with me, with us. We're going to pray together. Actually, that's something that we're just doing and going all day, every day. We've adopted that in our vehicle on the way to school. We read scripture. Like, actually, this is what I do. I go to Bible Gateway and whatever scripture is there on that scripture of the day, I go to the full chapter, and it could be 58 verses, 60 verses, whatever. We go to that full chapter and we read. I ask questions. Hey, what do you think about this? Did you understand? And we pray about it. And, you know, spiritually speaking, today, one of our scriptures came up in church today. And so I'm just grateful to God that he gives us these opportunities to be able to come together in fellowship like that. Because y'all, I'm telling you, the world is after our children. Y'all. There, look, my church has a Disciple Life Conference in August. I invite you, please go visit www.ndcbf.org. Check it out. It is really geared toward those people who are parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, nieces, cousins, nephews. If you know a child between the ages of 0 and 18, this is for you. We got to touch this world spiritually. I'm serious, y'all. Like I said, it kind of knocked me off my block for a minute because there are things that I just really didn't realize that our kids knew or, you know, but these are talking points and these are opportunities for us to pour into them from a godly perspective. And so I'm praying for you all. Please pray for us because, you know, we're all subjective to sin nature because we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But thank God for Jesus and his resurrection. There is eternal life that we have to look forward to. So God, guys, let's pour into our kids. Let's remember the scripture at the beginning, Deuteronomy, y'all. Let's talk to our kids about the word. Let's not be shamed because they need it, y'all, for real. Let's not be shamed. Deuteronomy 4, 9 through 10. But watch out. Be careful never to forget what you yourself have seen. God has brought us over. We've seen a lot, y'all. So if you don't know how to talk to your kids about the Bible, about Moses, about Abraham, about those things in the Bible, we're going to read that scripture and that word too. Tell him what he's done. Tell those kids what he's done for you. Tell them how you got over. Tell them how they were brought into this world in terms of life and death, like how it was a miracle for their birth. Those are the things that we understand that the Creator has done, okay? So maybe they don't understand it from the Moses and Abraham and Sarah and just everybody in the Bible standpoint, but you read those scriptures, but you also tell them where you came from. Maybe not all the details, but tell them where God has brought you, okay? That's how we come to understand who God is, okay? All right, I know I got a little worked up, y'all. But I'm so serious. I'm so serious. Let's pour into our kids and be great imitators. Let's be great imitators of Christ. Okay, y'all? All right. I love y'all. Happy Resurrection Sunday. And y'all have a great one. This is your Fearless Family segment.
Thank you, Deanne, for this week's special, awesome Fearless Family segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Well, we have reached the end of our show. Remember to tune in to the E-Man After Show at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight and all of our other shows throughout the week on the We Talk Radio Network. Also, We Talk Radio has a brand new website. See all of the latest updates by logging on to www.wetalkradio.com and follow We Talk Radio on all social media platforms at We Talk Radio. We would love to hear from you. Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty. And keep the conversation going. Tell us, one, what you are doing to live your life intentionally and how you are moving forward in this resurrection power. Also, check out the Brand New Day website at www.brandnewdayemily.com. Let's recap. Our fresh start segment was It Is Finished. Our renewed heart segment was The Ultimate Sacrifice. Our Live Smart segment was Empathy in Action. Our Fearless Family segment was Great Imitators. Let's pray.
God, we thank you. We bless you. We give you praise, glory, and honor. Thank you for your son dying on the cross for our sins, for our debt. And thank you, Lord, that on this day, this time, this season, that he rose with all power. And because he lives and because he rose, God, we have the ability to allow dead things to be buried and be resurrected to start anew. Thank you for allowing us to move in renewal and rejuvenation, Lord God. God, we pray that you would order our footsteps on this week, that you would make our face to shine upon you and give you peace. We thank you, Lord God, for covering us with your blood. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to stay in our right minds. Thank you for the activity of our limbs. God, we thank you for all of the things that we take for granted on a day-to-day basis, oh God. So thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to move in your resurrection power. We love you, we bless you, and we give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We would like to leave you with a scripture from St. John 11, 25 through 26. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?" Thank you again for tuning in to the Resurrection Sunday broadcast of the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Here to close us out is Brent Jones with He Rose.
If you need a good Easter Sunday morning song, me and the choir got one for you. Yeah, make some noise, come on. I like the way that feels. Listen to this. I'm so excited, I'm so happy, overjoyed that Jesus loves me. Let's celebrate the Lord today. Oh, he washed my sins away. Oh, the blood he shed for me. Way back on Calvary. Oh, the blood he shed for me. Yeah.
Negroes.